Network. I'm your host, Fierce Nesson, and today is Friday. It is Flaming Fire Friday, my good people. It's March 11, 2022, 6:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 7:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know, I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team, give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest-working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Nigeria, do have some members in the East and West Africa, Zimbabwe. Do have an honorary member in India, Karan Bhatoti. Yes, 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 indeed. Now, listen, I want you guys to do me a really, really small favor. While you're on Facebook, my good people, I want you to use the keyword to Fierce Fear Network. When the page comes up, give the page a like and a follow. I would greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it. Now, listen here, people. Listen on today. This show is People Get Rich. You know, it just came on me to do a show like this on today. With so much going on in the world, you know, we got to get ready. We got to work on our spirituality, good people. So listen, I got a really, really super bad tune. I want y'all to listen to. I want y'all to check out Crystal Lewis. I'm a big fan of Crystal Lewis. I always have been. I love this song. This is People Get Ready. Get ready. Check this out. Take a listen.
But I'm ready now, I'm waiting for your triumphant return. You're coming soon. This world has nothing for me, find my peace and joy. Of the harvest for the days of you. You're coming soon. So people get ready. Jesus is coming soon. We'll be going home. People get ready. Jesus is coming to take from the world alone. People get ready. Jesus is coming soon. We'll be going home.
People, make no mistake, people, get ready, get ready, get ready. Make no mistake about it, get ready, get ready, get ready.
For those who know
the nation shall rise against nation. Nation shall rise against nation. Matthew 24. Nation shall rise against nation. Matthew 24:7. People, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready.
For my friends, there will be a day when.
People get get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Get your houses in order, get your houses in order. Get ready, my people, get ready.
My friend, you see, there will be a day when we'll be counted. I'm knowing well.
Get your houses in order, get your houses in order, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. All right, that is Crystal Lewis, and people get ready. Y'all know what? We got to get ready. Did y'all not know we need to be getting ready? Now, of course, if you're not of the spiritual side of things, I want to encourage you on today. I want to encourage you on today to get yourself together. You know what I mean? I want y'all to read Matthew 24. Read the chapter of Matthew. Matthew 24, it talks about these things. I want you to read Matthew 24, and I want to encourage you to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ, because we all need him. We all need him, and in these days and times, we need him even the more. We really do. I want to encourage you guys to really walk with him, get to know him, you know, read the scripture, read Matthew 24. There's a lot that's going on in the universe, and we must get to know him even more. So if you don't know him, I want you to get to know him. As the song says, people get ready. This is Crystal Lewis, people get ready, get ready. I got some more good music for you on today. I really, really do. I want to put some more spiritual music in your ear. I want y'all to check this one out. This one is First Love from Danielle Speaks. She is the one that's so heavily anointed for such a time as this. This young lady is anointed for such a time as this to help individuals that's walking in a deep, dark place. You know, you may be walking in a deep, dark place. You know, and if you are, I want to encourage you to reach out. Reach out. Reach out to someone. If you can't reach out to someone in your family, now, perhaps reach out to a church member, reach out to a spiritual leader, call someone. If you're feeling stranded, or if you're feeling alone, if you're feeling depressed, or if you're feeling anxiety, of course, the days and times that we're living in, a lot of people are feeling anxious. So if you're feeling like that, I want you to reach out. Don't feel anxious or depressed alone. Don't do this alone. Don't walk this walk alone. Reach out to someone. It's okay. It is okay to reach out to someone. Reach out to a spiritual leader. Reach out to a 1-800 number. It is okay. It is okay to reach out to individuals that you don't know. You know what I mean? And so when you reach out to someone that you don't know, you can possibly pour your heart out the more and let them know what's troubling you, whatever church is in your community, whatever church church that you feel close to, it's okay to reach out. Even if you have a church that you frequently watch on television and they have 1-800 numbers for prayer, to call in for prayer, go ahead and call for prayer. Reach out. It is okay to call for prayer to, that you may be strengthened, that you may be encouraged. And in such a time as this, we need this even more so right now. So I want to encourage you to do just that, to reach out. Reach out to different individuals, even if you just want to talk to someone. Maybe you don't feel like someone praying with you or for you. Even if you don't feel like them praying with you or for you, reach out to someone to just talk. Maybe you just want to talk to someone to help them, let them know what you're going through and what you're feeling. And so the best way to get the anxiety off you, the best way to cleanse yourself from anxiety is to talk about it, to talk about it and to open up and just pour it out. Just pour it out. And that's what different places is there for you to call those 1-800 numbers and let it out and, you know, just talk. They're there to listen to you. They're there to talk with you. They're there to comfort you. And so I have another someone playing right now. And I want you to do that. I want you to reach out. I want you to reach out to different individuals, maybe your church family, maybe a family member, someone you feel close to, just to talk. Just to talk on the telephone, just to talk a few moments on the phone. I know there's someone that you can call just to talk to and let them know how you're feeling. You know what I'm saying? And so right now I'm going to play First Love. I'm going to come back and I'm going to share with you some more. This is First Love, First Love, First Love. Love by Danielle. Danielle Speaks. Danielle Speaks, First Love.
First Love.
Nobody into nothing. Now, let me get that straight. I don't want y'all to get it twisted. I'm not talking just to be talking. You know what I mean? And I'm not talking too scared. You know, people. Some people use scare tactics. This is not that. This is not that. I want you to be able to reach out to someone if you need to talk to someone. That's all this is, okay? That is all this is. I'm not using no scare tactics. I'm not talking about no war, nothing like that. I'm just trying to encourage you to reach out to this. A lot of times people suffer in silence. I don't want you to do that. I do not want you to do that. So if you're suffering, don't suffer in silence, and don't suffer alone. Don't do that. So I want to encourage you, if you're feeling any kind of way, you know what I mean, if you want to talk with someone, there is numbers for you to call at 1-800 number for you. This is a Prevention Lifeline. It is 1-800-273-8255. And the reason why I'm talking about it is because people need to know that people care. You know, I really care about people. I care about people. I care about you. If you're listening in right now, I want you to know I care about you. I care about your welfare. I care about your spirituality. I care about your mental state. You know what I mean? I want you to know that I care for you. There are some people in this universe that care for other people. You know what I'm saying? So if you are feeling alone, if you are feeling despondent, if you are feeling that you just want to talk with someone, you can talk with trained professionals. Trained professionals at 1-800-273-8255. Now, the number, if you are have an impairment or a disability and you need assistance during any call, that number, this number right here, 1-800-273-8255, they can interpret for you if you need that type of assistance to help you to talk with someone. But the general help number is 800-662-4357. I'm really serious about this. If you're feeling alone, I don't want you to feel alone. I want you to know that there is somebody out there just thinking about you, even though that we never met, even though that we don't know one another. Somebody is caring about you. There's somebody that's praying about you. There is somebody that wants you to have hope. So I want you to reach out to hope. And the way that you can reach out to hope, the way that you can help yourself, is to call a 1-800 number and talk with someone. If you don't have a clinic or someone that you go to on a daily basis to sit down and chat, you can always call 1-800 numbers. And guess what? It's confidential. You ain't got to worry about your business leaking all out in the street, honey. You know what I mean? So listen, let me tell y'all something. You ain't got to worry about your business leaking out into the streets. So you can talk on the 1-800 number. You can be real. You can tell them just how you feel. They ain't got nobody to tell you to. You know what I mean? So they are, they have taken an oath. They have to be confidential. They don't know you. You don't know them. They ain't going to tell the neighbors next door. So you can open up and talk and share. It's about sharing. It's about sharing with someone else how you're feeling on the inside. So the way to get rid of anxiety, the way to get rid of depression, the way to get rid of the cloud that maybe that you're walking in, maybe just feeling a little funky, you know, a couple of days a week, you know, all you have to do is reach out to a Lifeline. They even have chat now. You can do a Lifeline chat. This particular website is psychcentral.com. They have a chat where you can sit and chat online. It's still confidential. You maybe don't want to talk and hear nobody's voice. Sometimes you don't want to hear nobody talking. You know what I mean? Maybe you just want to chat. You don't want to chat. So you can do that on this website, psychcentral.com, psychcentral.com. Now, I'm being for real with you. Sometimes I don't want to talk on phone with anybody because, you know, everybody's got different kind of energies, different kind of spirits, and I don't like it coming through to my telephone line because it gets into my ears and into my spirit. I'm really guarded like that. I'm really guarded like that. So listen, sometimes we can receive in a lot of different, sometimes what we are feeling is not even us. Now, get me here. And I'm running out of time. Let me explain this to, sometimes people are really empathetic, and sometimes people take in what other people are feeling. Now, this is a real thing. This ain't no joke. So you may be one of those individuals that's really, really empathetic, and you feel other people really easily. You're very sensitive, and you're very in tune to different people around you. And when you are like that, you got to be able to get rid of that junk. You got to be able to get rid of it. You got to guard yourself. You got to learn how to guard yourself, guard your heart, your spirit, and your mind. Because when you're open, you got to be really, really careful when you're open. Empathetic people are open people. And we can't take a lot of trash. At least I can't. I can't take a lot of trash. I can't tolerate a lot of trash. And just give me the willies. You know what I mean? So listen, if you're one of the people that get the willies really quick because you feel other folks all the time, you got to get rid of that stuff. So listen, call the number. Call the number. It's okay. I understand because I feel you, honey. I feel you, honey. Get rid of it. So listen, I want you to call the 1-800 number. There's a friendship line, too. It just came up. There's a friendship line where you can talk and chat. Confidential. They are trained. They know what they're doing. They ain't just, you know, fall off the train and start doing it tomorrow, yesterday. You know what I mean? They ain't sitting there eating cupcakes and drinking coffee. You know, they really, people that work these lines are serious. They are really serious and sincere. And the reason why I say it is because I have worked these lines. And, you know, it's people that really care for others. People. We really don't. So listen, the friendship line, you can call 1-800-971-0016, okay? 1-800-971-0016. And so they're there to listen. They're there to be your friend. They're trained. They're confidential. You can call the 1-800 number. You ain't got to worry. You know, you ain't got to worry about your business leaking out into the street. You know, they lips ain't loose. They ain't want to run around talking about nobody. You know, they're not running around doing things like that. So they are there to really, really help you and care for you. Care for you. You know what I mean? So I want you to do that. So if you're feeling that way on today, no. That people, I'm saying K-N-O-W, there is people that care about you, even though they've never met you. You know, we care about you. If there's people who care about other people, yes, we do. So listen, I want you to know that you have to talk to someone to get rid of the anxiety and to bust it up. You know what I mean? Don't keep walking around with it because it can really be funky. It can really, really get you down. So listen, I want you to empty out. You got to empty out somewhere. You got to put it somewhere. You know what I mean? So listen, call the 1-800 number because it's there to help you. It's there to help you. It's 1-800-273-8255. There's a lot of different numbers. If you're a veteran in crisis, now this one I just gave out is for veterans, the Veterans Crisis Line, 1-800-273-8255. And, you know, our vets have a lot of stuff, a lot of trauma, a lot of PTSD. Listen, there ain't no joke. This stuff is real. You know what I mean? There's PTSD that happens to individuals for a lot of different reasons. Vets and different other people from different walks of life, if you're dealing with PTSD, if you're a veteran and you're dealing with it and you want to talk to a trained professional from the Department of Veterans Affairs, you can do that. 1-800-273-8255. Y'all, guess what, my good people? I am out of time. I got to get on up out of here. Now, listen, I love y'all. I love to entertain. But listen, I love you, too. I just wanted to come on today just to share a few words to let you know that there's somebody out here that cares about you. Now, listen, y'all, be good to one another.
You motivated.